This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. You need something fixed that's diesel? One call does it all. DAC Diesel. You got a little problem with your that regen deal? Is that what it's called, Kevin? You want to help me out with that?
I believe it is. Yep. And additives and all the performance-enhancing stuff CJ has.
Well, phenomenal. I don't have a diesel.
No, I don't either. Are they looking for dealers for that stuff?
My wife has a VW diesel that she absolutely loves. But I don't think it's more in the big trucks that you have the issue with. Is it regen? Is that what it's called? I think it is.
Yep.
You say yes, but you don't sound totally confident.
No, I think it is. I'm sure it is, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, if you're having an issue with that, this additive that Kevin's talking about does the trick from DAC Diesel. So call them at 701-258-5011, DACDiesel.com. We don't get a chance to talk to CJ as much lately. You know why? Because he's so dang busy fixing everything diesel within a 500-mile radius of Bismarck, for crying out loud. So when you do good work, and they are looking for dealers for the 4-plus additive, the Turbo Cleaner, super clean anti-gel, and it's working wonders, saving tens of thousands of dollars on repairs. We can't go without our fine sponsors, and we appreciate them all very, very much. That includes our friends at PetroServe USA. What's for lunch today, you wonder? How about a hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie? Mmm, that sounds good. Valley City location, exit 292. Hirwin has the meatball dinner today off I-29 or a little south of that, 12th Avenue exit, spaghetti and meatballs. So darn good. Big meatballs, too. NP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish downtown. Glendon Beef Macaroni and Cheese today. Beef Tips in Euland. Chicken Pot Pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And come at that from either I-94 Main Avenue exit or I-29s. And tell them Scott sent you for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. Mark Wagner is going to join us a little later on this hour from North Dakota Estate Services. We'll talk about trusts. You have questions? He has answers on estate planning. The guy knows how to do it. If you want to avoid probate, you want to protect yourself from guardianship, you want to save taxes, most importantly, if you want peace of mind and peace in your family, you want Mark Wagner. He'll be here. Mark Askelson coming up a little later on, too. He's executive director of the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems at UND. See, I'm weaving in positive people with good stories, one on that incredible opportunity for drones and careers up at UND, as well as from Mark Wagner, who's going to keep peace in your family, who's going to give you the peace of mind that know when you go to see your Creator and leave this world to live life eternally, we pray, that you will have peace of mind and knowing there's no strife in your family. Avoid all those battles. But I'm having to do that in the middle of... Speaking of strife, I have strife. I have extreme concern. I won't call it worry because I don't worry. Worry is ungodly. Worry is atheism. I just have extreme concern, and I'm guessing you do too as well, whether it's about how cops are being treated. I'll give you another one, the refugee crisis right now. The refugee crisis. Now, what do I mean by crisis? Well, as you know, Donald Trump, during the Trump years, said, we have got to be more careful about the refugees coming into the United States for two reasons. One, are they our Are they who they say they are? Are they being properly vetted? And it was really hard getting answers on that. I know this. Many of the refugees that have come to the United States have come from countries where they're war-torn, they have enormous strife there, and they really mean to come here only to better their families and better their life. And we have a history of taking in those people. That's different than an illegal immigrant. Illegal immigrant breaks the law. That's a criminal. A refugee usually lives in a tent city or some horrible thing where they're taken out of their country until they can find countries that will take them. But Donald Trump said, let's do this, but let's do this in manageable numbers. Let's get our arms around this. Joe Biden, for once in his life, said, you know, Donald Trump kind of had something going there. And I think given the pandemic and given everything else we have going on, we need to be careful. So his numbers originally were not too far off of Donald Trump's numbers. What was the last number in the Trump year? It's like 10,000.
15.
Okay.
Yep, 15.
15,000 was the cap of refugees that could come into the United States. I believe Donald Trump's high watermark was 50. I think during the Trump years, he brought it from 50 to 15. And now Joe Biden is reversing himself. You can only do that when you're in a form of cognitive decline, and he clearly is. He's reversing himself, and what's the new number he's now proposing?
62,500.
So I asked Chris Jones, who heads up the Department of Human Services and now has because of the bankruptcy of LSS, and that's a whole other show that we should spend some time on, because what happened there is, if it's not criminal, it is unethical. And a lot of it was blamed on, well, they got into housing in the Bakken, that's bunk too. That's really bunk. That wasn't the downfall. A lot of poor management and lack of oversight for too long led to it. One of the individuals that was part of that is now working for the Burgum administration, which I still am perplexed over, because this woman knew that the decline was coming and obviously got out of there. So there's a lot of questions there. But regardless, that now is parked at the Department of Human Services for North Dakota. And I asked Chris Jones, I said, help me understand what happens when the Biden administration says, North Dakota, you will take, I don't know, pick a number, 10,000. Because you're a red state, we kind of like to stick it to you. And then West Fargo and Watford City and every other city in between goes, wait a minute, that means we're going to get X. Bismarck, Fargo are the two that take the brunt of the refugees, a little bit of Grand Forks, but their schools get inundated, and they need more English as a second language instructors. Social services gets overwhelmed. Law enforcement generally has some additional issues, even if it's just, you know, encountering someone to try and find out if there's a problem. Can they speak with them? Can they, you know, all of that, right? And Chris Jones said to me, first of all, he's checking into this on the new number and what that means for North Dakota. And he said, we can't necessarily enforce a cap, but we can influence based on community resources. If there's a current family in North Dakota that's a preference and they would have resources, we'll take them. In other words, family already here, we'll take them. But new non-family refugees, we would want to make sure they can be successful. So I'm like, well, I'm remembering the Obama-Biden years under Dalrymple, and there were times where schools were swamped, city services were swamped. Do we have any comfort level that the state could influence what the numbers are? Is there any teeth to that? His reply is, I don't know why they wouldn't work with us. Hard to know. We need to be careful. We'll be tracking all this. So we'll have Chris on in the future, but there's something else I'll add to the list. Sorry. There's many things here today. Dwight and Stanton, what has you extremely concerned today? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Dwight. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to the conversations about disrespect for our law enforcement and that stuff, and I agree with it 100%. I think that they should be respected, But on the same token, I'm from Mercer County, and we seem to have an issue up here where it's pretty tough for me to respect the police or the sheriff's department in Mercer County because of all the corruption and stuff that's going on in our Mercer County government.
Well, you're throwing on a wide swath there of accusations, so I'd ask you to be careful. Give me one example where you think there's something that needs to be scrutinized in Mercer County. One example you're aware of as a fact.
Well, I was county commissioner for 4 years. Before I was elected, they had a election in Mercer County to add on to the jail and the courthouse.
Okay.
It started out as a vote for, was $8.5 million. By the time this expansion got done, it ended up over 13.
Okay.
And when they did finally remodel the old courthouse, they were so short of money because they'd spent so much on the other side.
All right, Dwight, hang on. We're going to finish this conversation on the other side of the break. South Dakota listener, Dickinson listener, waiting to go to. Hang
Are you moving soon?
Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5530.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Just Justin Moore? Or have we moved on from Justin Moore?
I think I lost my mouse battery or something.
Your mouse battery. I hate when that happens. Who knew there were batteries in mice? Maybe that's why they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Do you have Newsmax yet? I get tired of yelling at the TV. And I'm paying somebody to yell at the TV. I'm writing a check to Medco for $215 a month, and all I do is yell at the TV. So I'm done with that. I'm with President Trump. He says Newsmax is really good. I agree with President Trump, and a lot of folks are. More than 30 million Americans regularly watching it now. I watch it all the time. Go to Newsmax.com for headlines throughout the day. Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield. These are really good shows. Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith. On the weekends, they have Huckabee, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, and more. We talked to their awesome White House correspondent this week. Somebody's going to ask something, you know, this White House tough questions. They're never afraid to report real news at Newsmax. So join me and join President Trump. Start tuning in today. It's on all the major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Midco, I cut the cord for this very reason. I'll hook the cord back up when they get Newsmax back on, but I'm not paying them to yell at the TV until then. Cable One, get in the game. Any cable system that does not have Newsmax, tell them you're going to switch unless they put it back on. Or get it free on most smart TVs. Samsung, Sony, LG, you can get it on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. Start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax, real news for real people. Okay, back to Dwight. We're talking about things that give us extreme concern today. That's my way of saying worrying without worrying. What is the extreme concern? What do you want fixed? What keeps you up at night? Don't worry about it, but you can be concerned about it, and most importantly, you can do something about it. So Dwight from Stanton called earlier, and he said, you know, I hear you in how we ought to better respect law enforcement, but I'm having a hard time doing that in Mercer County. And he went on to say that Mercer County had forget the word you used, Dwight, but you were suggesting they were not worthy of respect. And I asked you for one example, and you're telling me you were a county commissioner, and a jail and county courthouse project went from $8.9 million to $13 million. That happens in projects. Doesn't seem like corruption there. How do you call that corruption?
Well, he sold the idea to the taxpayers because he's going to bring in federal prisoners and make the county all this money. Well, anybody with a lick of sense, and you can read it all over, bringing in jails do not make money.
Okay, who's he? Who's the he you're talking about here?
Well, the big dog, the sheriff.
Okay, but the sheriff is making a proposal to citizens to vote for something. They vote for it, it goes up in price. That isn't corruption. That isn't unethical.
It isn't?
I don't think it's corruption. I think it's something that you could question his judgment. You could say what you promised didn't happen, and maybe you don't vote for him next time.
Well,
if you think it's real corruption, you can have a recall. Happen in McKenzie County.
You can do a lot of things, but you can run into a lot of dead ends, too, and believe me, I've been there.
I don't think that's corruption. Do you have another example, Dwight?
Well, sure. Here, 2 winters ago, he got a DUI in Burley County. He never spent any time in jail. He never had hardly any repercussions. He lost his peace officer's license for 2 weeks. What would have happened if you or I would have been picked up for a DUI 3 times over the legal limit?
Well, was he prosecuted in Burley County Court, or was it, I would assume it happened there, so I guess it's... The county attorney has some explaining to do there.
My understanding it was a plea agreement or whatever you want to say. He was never even prosecuted.
I'm not sure a sheriff should have a DUI. I think that's sort of a deal breaker in that position. But again, the citizens can do something about it. You can talk to your neighbors, Dwight, and say, let's start a petition and use this information. I think, you've identified some things that call into question the judgment of the sheriff. I think when you say all of Mercer County is corrupt because of the decisions of one sheriff, that's, in my mind, being too strong.
I'm saying the county governor of Mercer County is corruption, and the sheriff isn't in it alone, but I'm not going into that. We're talking about police officers today,
yeah, we are.
Why I'm...
do you have a problem with police officers in Mercer County being corrupt?
I just think there's some awful, how did you say it, unethical things that take place.
Well, again, I am cautious when somebody calls in and calls everybody corrupt. And so the police, the sheriff, the county government, if you want to share information with me that backs up some of these claims, I'll be happy to review those and to look into doing this further. But I never want to take one person's word for these things. I like more information, and then I dig into them, and we go from there. All right? Texter says, here's what concerns me, Scott, the issues with the DAPL pipeline. After listening to the story on KX12 News last night, they tell a picture that basically says the writing's on the wall, it will be shut down. My question is, where are our officials and why are they not doing more to stop this nonsense? This goes back to the election fraud as well. It's reported that in June 2020, the Republicans already knew Democrats were going to try to steal the election, had intel on this, but instead of correcting the problem, did nothing because the Democrats had them tied up in an impeachment scam. The United States of America is doomed. Our elected officials in this state are working hard, but their records prove differently. Or they say they're working hard, but their records prove differently. You're right to worry about DAPL. Let's start there. They have no reason to shut it down. The judge can still do what he wants. This is a worry for everyone. But he's been grasping, trying to get the core to be his reason, and the core's not biting. Which is actually somewhat miraculous because the core is in the Biden administration. And so if they wanted to find a reason, they could possibly be pressured to do so. I think Senator Kevin Cramer has done an impeccable job of anticipating this problem and getting the Corps on the record to say, hey, we gave him a permit. We're doing the environmental impact study. Nothing to see here. And he's had private conversations. They said the same thing publicly. So they're caught. If they changed it, and by the way, Kevin Cramer's been very worried that the pipeline was going to shut down through this. Very worried because he saw intervention from the Biden administration meddling like they'd done in the past. But they're on record, so it's really hard to do that. And the administration Monday, through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, said the pipeline should continue to operate. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is conducting an extensive environmental review. Dave Kolpak, story in the AP today, says the Corps said, again, it could change its mind. So, you know, there's that, and there's this judge who clearly wants to shut it down. And he's an absolutely 100% activist judge. You can't even make it up how much this guy has been taken over by Earth Justice, a radical environmental extremist group. But I think for now we're okay on that. Keep saying your prayers about it, though. It's a game changer. More coming up.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Jamestown, Dodge, Animoose, Lair, Fairmont, Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And if you're in the market to sell your equipment, Piper's equipment experts are on call anytime for a free consultation. Contact Piper's at 701-523-7366. Bid online and view all upcoming land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15 by next week. That's according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Pfizer in late March released preliminary results from a vaccine study of 2,260 U.S. volunteers aged 12 to 15, showing there were no cases of COVID-19 among the fully vaccinated adolescents. One man is dead after a tree fell in his car as a tornado touched down in Atlanta, Georgia area on Monday. Severe weather threatened more than 100 million people from the southern plains through the mid-Atlantic. Tuesday is expected to bring more severe weather to the southeast United States. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, on Monday requested additional information regarding potential conflicts of interest related to John Kerry, President Biden's special envoy for climate, and his previous involvement in finance and energy investing after he left government under President Obama. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Texas is my grave concern. No investigation of voting machines in North Dakota by a third party. With all the corruption across the USA, North Dakota legislature could step up, I guess. They say stood up here, but it could stand up like New Hampshire. Why were they screwing around with machines till 4 in the morning in Cass County? There was one intrusion from foreign interference, according to absolute proof and absolute interference, into North Dakota. And I need to add that to my list of 1 million things I want to do here. And I'm going to be off the air on Friday. Leon Francis is going to be here. So I have the limited amount of days to do this. And I guess, you know, if we get to it next week, we do as well. You know, it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
It's Mother's Day.
And I have two moms in my life. My wife, who's a mother to our children, and my mother-in-law. That's the only moms I have left in my life, in my close circle. Lost my mom a few years ago. And I love on Mother's Day having people tell stories about their moms. And so we usually do that the Friday before Mother's Day, obviously, into that weekend. But since I'm off Friday, we're going to do a little Mom's Tribute on Thursday. So mark that on your calendar. Mom's Day Tribute, a little early on Thursday. It'll get you in the mode of thinking about your mom and getting something special for her. Which, by the way, isn't necessarily stuff. Isn't necessarily, you know, flowers or a nice sweater. Moms like that. They do like that. But I'm going to suggest something even better. Peace in the family. Peace in the family. I want you to think about a special gift for moms. I'll tell you more about that in a moment, okay? But this texter, and I've never asked the Secretary of State's office here if they've ever checked that out. They did in South Dakota. So this intrusion came into South Dakota, and the legislature said, one said, just check with IT. Did we have an intrusion? They did.
Okay.
In South Dakota. Now, again, one intrusion in North Dakota in cyber warfare and another in South Dakota, I don't believe is going to change an election. They were much more prevalent in Arizona, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in all the swing states. Okay?
The battleground states.
The battleground states. Because, you know, these foreign bad actors, they know where to affect change. And that's why it's very important. But what's going on in Arizona is very important right now because it proves everything Michael Lindell has been worried about. Check your Patriot card. If you've not yet watched Absolute Interference, go to LindellTV.com, download it, see it, don't miss it. Okay? Or go to FrankSpeech.com and check it out. Because I agree, that is a proper concern. I also agree with the DAPL folks. I have a little more information on the DAPL thing from my friend Chuck Stevens. Chuck is at the GAIN group, Grow America's Infrastructure group. He tells us that the judge could rule at any time. This is back to Boasberg, this activist judge. He could rule at any time. But there would still need to be an enforcement action. It appears as though the Corps is in no rush to do that. They simply reiterated their ongoing position again this week. So he could say shut it down. He could say it should be shut down. But nobody actually makes them shut down. Just pat the guy in the head and tell him go away. We have federal marijuana laws and immigration rulings that the government has decided not to enforce. I mean, traffic laws aren't even enforced, necessarily. Trespassing of protesters in DAPL the first go-around wasn't enforced by the federal government. So, you know, there's another way around this if this guy continues to be a little bit crazy about it all. But DAPL's something to have on your extreme concern list for sure. I didn't mean to depress anybody today, but I have one last extreme concern. After I tell you about my friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons, you know what they've done at H.A. Thompson and Sons? They've removed the worry for a lot of people that feel like they got a social distance from customers, that they need to wrap masks on their face, that they need to, self-quarantine and contact trace and all that. They've done it with an incredible cleaning product. They researched all of them out there, all of them. And they've helped businesses be COVID-free. They've helped healthcare institutions be COVID-free. Do you want to be COVID-free? Do you want to get rid of not just coronas or COVID? How about every bug out there? There's bacteria, mold, spores, viruses all the time. Call H.A. Thompson & Sons now. 701-223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. My last worry, and then we'll move on, I promise. Joe Biden is coming for you. He wants to raise taxes. Now, they dust off the magic language. They get out the unicorns and pixie dust. And they tell you everything's going to be great. But look, when they raise taxes on employers, they raise taxes on you because there's less jobs and they get you another way. Listen to his latest rhetoric on tax hikes.
Taxpayers. 0.3% of the top 1%. And close another loophole like the real estate investor loophole. The wealthiest simply paying the same rate on their wages and investment income that raises $40 billion a year.
What?
For the next 10 years. The reason I'm bothering to do this is I keep hearing on the press, Biden's going to raise your taxes. Anybody making less than $400,000 a year will not pay a single penny in taxes. And we will not increase the deficit either, unlike the last gigantic tax cut, which increased the deficit by $2 trillion.
Is he a comedian? He's turned into a comedian.
I'm just pumped that out. I don't make four. I don't have to pay any more taxes.
Well, I don't make $400,000 a year either.
I don't have to pay a penny.
But if you think, first of all, a penny in taxes is a bald-faced lie because he's not taking away state taxes. He's not taking away sales taxes. He's not taking away, So to say that is a lie. And if you pay it one way, you're going to pay it another because there's a lot of companies and individuals that are, they have the tax structure in which they pay taxes up through their business. So he's going to get it another way. My favorite, I guess I would call him a savior from this insanity of higher taxes and strife that we all have wondering where this is going to go is Mark Wagner from North Dakota State Services. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I want to talk about the concerns everybody should have out there related to taxes. He mentioned real estate. What he means is let's get rid of the stepped-up cost basis on land, right?
You know, that the problem of our government right now, it's out of control. I mean, they are spending more money than you can shake a stick at, and they need to come up with money. So one of the biggest wealth transfers that's happening in the United States right now is all these farmers who got their land at 100, maybe 50, maybe 200 bucks an acre. Well, that's going to be passed on to the next generation, typically at anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 an acre. And what they want to do is they want to do away with the stepped up cost basis. When they do that, your kids, when they inherit that land, they're going to have to sell it just to pay the cotton picking capital gains on that.
Sounds like a tax increase to me on people that make less than $400,000 a year.
You know, I tell you, you know, Scott, I want to just pause for a second here. You mentioned something about 2 or 3 minutes ago that really resonated with me, and you said that we need to pray for our country. Our listeners out there, we need to be praying for our government. As much as I dislike what's happening, and I am totally opposed to what's happening, we need to pray for President Biden and Harris and Pelosi. And not only in Washington, we need to take a few minutes and say, Lord, be with Mr. Burgum, Governor Burgum, and his staff in Bismarck, that the enemy doesn't get a foothold on there and he starts listening to all the voices instead of realizing who put him in office. We have to realize that it's not we the people no more. It's we the government. And the people need to rise up. And the only way we're going to get that is we ask Jesus, Dear Lord, would you do something? And it'll probably get, when you start praying, things often get worse before they get better because God just doesn't want you to pray, which we need to do. He wants you to pray on your face until you're blue in the face, until the only thing we can do is stay there till he picks us back up. And we do that. He promises that famous verse in Chronicles, what's it, 7:14, it says, My people who are called by my name, seek my face, pray now, heal the land. That's exactly what
I kid you not, as you said that, I read a text from a listener that said the answer for our nation is found in Chronicles 7:14.
Well,
just the same thing as you said it.
You know,
I also think Matthew 19:26 speaks volumes. I say it all the time. With God, all things are possible.
Oh,
so you got to ask. You got to humble yourself, and you got to ask, and you're absolutely right.
You know, Scott, we can take 10 minutes to talk about Mark and what Mark does. But I think it'd be more productive just to focus on what God can do. And by doing that, if we lift him up, he's going to draw all people to himself, and we're going to have a revival in our country. And that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take.
It is going to take. But I think what you do, Mark, is give people peace.
Sure. Yeah.
And
I
think that has value as well.
Yeah, it does.
So you're a humble,
does.
A humble guy. But you know, if you see a tax situation getting ugly, there is ways to do that. It's called a trust, right? It helps you avoid probate. You don't have guardianship, which is awful. You minimize your taxes.
Right.
But most importantly, here's the Mother's Day gift. You protect your heirs. You get rid of strife in the family. You have a plan.
Yeah, you people don't realize that when you have a will, everything that you have in a will, if you have a deedable property or numbered accounts, is 100% not only probated. Now, an attorney is going to say, oh, that's just a simple probate. Well, probate is one thing, but what happens? It also becomes 100% public record. And so, and not just that, but then you get the kids saying, you know what, Dad promised me that over there, Mom promised me this over there. And next thing you know, there's no happiness around Thanksgiving or Christmas. And
folks, Mark Wagner will come to your living room. He will sit down and walk you through all the options here. There's no high pressure.
Right.
There's
Thank you.
The man is as kind as they come. It's all about helping people, and he does it every day.
Well,
he does it every day in an incredible way. He's going to be my we're going to have a conversation in greater detail about this in our frankspeech.com because I want people around the nation to know about this good man in our Teddy Talk coming up. But how do people get a hold of you so they can give you the greatest Mother's Day gift ever tomorrow?
You know, the best gift you can do is simply just by calling. And I want to also thank all the calls and texts that I've gotten over the past 3-4 years here. People crying, people telling me horror stories. I mean, yeah, let's not let that happen to your family. 701-318-0908. Happy just to listen. And I try to understand before I go ahead and blab my mouth.
701-318-0908, ndestateservices.com.
Amen.
And we're in the Teddy Talk today, he's going to talk about the reasons people do nothing. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes with our friend Mark White.
Hi, Stacey Bosser, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacy Bossert, 701-261-8359, or peopleshomeequity.com/Stacy Bossert, NMLS number 1908175.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, But the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Amidst all this extreme concern, there has been some good things. Justin Moore and Bobcat teaming up, I think, is a good thing, don't you? And in a moment here, we're going to talk to the University of North Dakota's Executive Director of Research Institute for Autonomous Systems. There's a lot of good in that, of what's happening in North Dakota, at the University of North Dakota, at this RIAS. Did you see those big letters when you're cruising I-29 up in Grand Forks? So looking forward to talking about that. Todd's going to tell us about Schwann's here first before we have that conversation. That's something good, too, today.
Well, you know, just in case something were to go wrong down the line, you buy a vehicle, it just might be a long-term investment. I mean, people are keeping cars, right? The free lifetime powertrain warranty comes on most vehicles, Buicks, GMCs, and most of the late model cars. In case you don't want a Buick or GMC, if you're an F-150 fanboy or Ram fanboy, they can set you up too. Buy with confidence and get that free lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Folks, right there. See you tomorrow, Todd. 10 before the top of the hour. We'll be at Four Bears Casino up in Newtown, North Dakota tomorrow on the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara tribe, their nation, MHA nation tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And one of our guests will be Chairman Mark Fox of the MHA Nation. A fascinating conversation about many things, so you won't want to miss that. We're brought to you also today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, double stamp Tuesday. Get that lucky 7 club card stamp twice today. And grab-and-go convenience and home cooking at Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, 12th Avenue, I-29, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Glendon, Euland. But they have the 4-for-4 special about all of their locations. Valley Dairy as well, best caramel rolls on earth. Great food. PetroServe USA. You tell them Scout sent you. If you didn't get in today and you want to get in, 24/7, we have the Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. Anytime, day or night, you have an extreme concern pop into your head, and we've had many today we didn't get to, like the weather and lack of rain and the concern for our growers there, whatever that might be, please call the hotline and let us know. Guest suggestion, 855-200-1776. Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services will join us in the After the Show show, the Teddy Talk. We're going to talk about the reasons people do nothing when it comes to estate planning. Don't be somebody that does nothing. Get mom this for Mother's Day. I'm telling you, dads, sons, daughters, get mom this for Mother's Day. Because there's nothing a mom wants more than peace in the family. Talk about it coming up. All right, without any further ado, let me welcome our next guest, Mark Askelson, from the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems at UND. How are you, Mark?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm also thinking about caramel rolls now.
Well, Valley Dairy is the best on earth, so I'd slide over there and grab one. They have them at all PetroServe USA locations now, too, but I don't blame you. I don't miss an opportunity to think about caramel rolls or eat them, so with you. You know what? Let's talk a little bit about drones and privacy. Some people hear the word drones and they say, "Ooh, that scares me." You've got a new study on this. Tell me what the industry is saying now about the concerns of old.
Yeah, well, great. So you know, this new study was led by Bo Wood, and it looked at respondents across the country to get an understanding of how they saw the drones from the standpoint of kind of the risk versus reward. And, of course, there's different types of things you do with drones, you know, things like humanitarian things, you know, finding a lost hiker, those kinds of things. And not surprisingly, those got, you know, kind of a higher mark, reward versus risk, than some other operations. But generally, what it looks like is there's a bit of a shift. I think if people get more comfortable with what they are and what you can do with them, people are seeing the reward a little more than they were seeing the risk in the past, which is great to know. It also is great to know, you know, what kinds of things people are concerned about. Certainly, any company that is trying to use these systems needs to understand the privacy concern and have a way of managing their data so that everyone's privacy is respected.
Ag fields, oil fields, are now just this new frontier for monitoring with these drones. Talk about the latest developments. How's that working in the field?
You bet. Hey, great question. Thank you. So you know, oil and ag, obviously critically important for North Dakota. So there's many different applications for oil. Obviously, things like monitoring pipelines, which is a linear infrastructure, right, and it goes on for miles and miles and miles. Things like monitoring sites for security and maintenance, all those kinds of things. So a great amount of work going on there. Obviously, you know, people, it's really great if people are aware of the leadership position that the state has with respect to what we call beyond visual line of sight operations. So being able to fly these drones beyond your visual line of sight, which is, you know, a common way of using them today, but obviously very limiting because you can't get much beyond a mile away from the pilot. So those are big deals. In ag, again, you know, a lot of work going on there. There's a lot of different problems that you have to solve. Things like, you know, how do you sense and get the information you need? And then how do you transform that information into knowledge, right? The data into information or knowledge that people can use. But, you know, people are working on things from, you know, enhancing how we might spray fields to monitoring progress, to even monitoring, you know, the rates at which the seeds are popping for you, which is a big deal, right? If you don't get that, you can go back and fix that.
It's such a game changer. There's so many opportunities here, and North Dakota is just this frontier that is incredible. I'm going to have you back, Mark, with our Lieutenant Governor, and talk about some of these things and how everything's working together. Grand Sky, Northern Plains, the Grand Farm, the new lift bill. Kudos to James Lehman, Commerce Commissioner, and getting that tech innovation fund ready to go. We'll talk more about this. Appreciate everything you do. Thanks.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person? Yeah. What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So, I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license, and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What's your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, you know, 16. But CDL drivers at 22. So they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, you know, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. Reddrilling.com, two D's in that, reddrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.